Lori Leavis, the love of my life, died on September 22, 2016. She was just 34. I was told that Laura never made it to the emergency room, that she collapsed on a street leading to CHA Somerville Hospital in Somerville, Massachusetts, or possibly in a parking lot on the outskirts of the property. My wife had called 911 just after 4 a.m. before she lost consciousness. She wasn't able to give her exact location, they told me, so it took emergency responders a long time to find her. She was in the last place they looked, someone said, even though that place was heartbreakingly close. Some 10 minutes passed between the time Laura called 911 and the time she was found in cardiac arrest following an asthma attack. Those 10 minutes meant her life. People, of course, die from asthma, a disease that affects 19 million adults and 6 million children in the United States. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 3,500 succumb to attacks each year, though in Laura's age group, the death rate is less than 1 in 10,000 asthmatics, especially rare in those as healthy and active as she was. Laura worked out 6 days a week and competed in powerlifting competitions where she could bench press more than she weighed. Her asthma never impeded her. Laura was vigilant about carrying inhalers. Boxing up her clothes, I found more than 20 of them in pockets, in purses, in gym bags. On rare occasions, when an attack intensified, I would drive Laura to Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge, where she would be giving prednisone, a nebulizer treatment, or both. We always arrived in plenty of time. But I wasn't with my wife that September day. And the reason for that, I'll have to live with forever. At the time Laura collapsed, we were spending some time apart. We were seeing a couples counselor and had been in daily contact with each other. We had dinner plans the day she collapsed and were going apple picking that weekend, but we had slept apart the night before. She'd stayed, as fate would have it, in an apartment just a few blocks from Somerville Hospital. I blamed myself for not being with her when the attack struck, for not being able to help my wife at that moment.